From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. President Bush conferred with his national security team today as he prepares to announce a new strategy for Iraq next week. There are reports this weekend that Mr. Bush is planning to increase the U.S. deployment in Iraq by as many as 20,000 troops. Yesterday, though, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent the president a letter urging him not to send more U.S. troops into Iraq. Here's Harry Reid today.
Rather than deploying additional forces to Iraq, we hope the president will make clear to the Iraqi government that the time has come for them to assume more responsibility for the future, and that he will announce he's beginning the phased redeployment of our forces in the next 4 to 6 months.
In Baghdad today, Iraq's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, seemed to signal he was trying to assume more responsibility. He announced a crackdown by Iraq's security forces on sectarian militias, regardless of ethnic affiliation. To learn more about the plan, we called Faisal Amin al-Istrabadi, Iraq's deputy permanent representative to the United Nations. Prime Minister Maliki says Iraqi forces will be in the lead as they try to clear neighborhoods of Sunni and Shiite militias. Can you tell us how many Iraqi troops will be involved and if this operation has begun?
Well, I mean, I'm not an authority on security details, but clearly the effort has to be led by Iraqis. We have been training our forces for some time. The government feels that at this time it's appropriate for the Iraqi forces to take the lead.
Should people in the United States at all infer from Prime Minister Maliki's comments about Iraqis needing to be in the lead to secure the country now, that that means the Iraqi government is ready for U.S. troops to take a lesser role?
This is a judgment that has to be made. I mean, and a part of this is the testing of our own troops. I think that all we can say is that a judgment was made on this occasion, at this time, for this operation, that the Iraqis were able to take a leading role and have a supporting role by the multinational forces. I wouldn't read anything more to it than that.
Has your government asked U.S. forces to stay in the background, as you say that it's Iraqis that need to be in the lead here?
Well, it's not a matter of staying in the background or not. It has always been the case that all parties concerned have contemplated a time for a diminishing role for the multinational forces and a correspondingly increasing role for Iraqi forces. So this is what's to be expected.
You know, we hear from our NPR reporters in Baghdad that previous efforts to retake Baghdad have failed. And one of the reasons that they cite is because the prime minister, a Shiite, has pressured U.S. forces not to go after Shiite militias whose support he needs. Do you think, from what Prime Minister Maliki is talking about today, that the government is now prepared to target Shiite militias like Muqtada al-Sadr's?
What the government has said is, and what the Prime Minister has made as a part of his policy virtually since the beginning of his office, is that he will not accept any armed militias in Iraq. So our policy is very clear. And, I mean, it's obvious that right now in the capital, the militias are causing a tremendous amount of difficulty and misery and death. So it is essential for all militias to be disarmed.
Given that he has been saying this all along and that the militias have continued to operate, what's different today? What's going to happen differently now?
Well, I mean, I think you assess operations in the past. You assess what has and has not worked, adjust the strategy, adjust the tactics. The goal remains the same. And move forward. I mean, you can't just fold your hands and say, well, it didn't work once before, so let's give up.
Now, at the time, you're talking about a diminishing role for international forces. There are reports here in the United States that President Bush is preparing to announce a new Iraq strategy this coming week that would involve a surge in troops, more U.S. troops coming to Iraq. Why is it that Prime Minister Maliki and other members of your government have not commented on the U.S. debate about how best to secure Iraq?
because in the first instance, it's a domestic debate within the United States. Certainly, the government of Iraq has made its views known in an appropriate manner, that is to say, in private negotiations with U.S. government officials. As recently as Thursday, my prime minister and your president spoke for a couple of hours. So there's no question that we have made our views known. So the premise of your question is incorrect. It is not that we have not made our views known. We have. We have simply chosen the appropriate forum for making those views known, which is in private.
Faisal Amin al-Istrabadi is the Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations for Iraq. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.